Over the past decade, the amount of visitors to the Garfield County libraries has doubled. Almost 27,000 new library cards were doled out, and most noticeably, six shiny new library buildings popped up from Parachute to Carbondale, replete with local artwork, computers, Wi-Fi, study rooms, and a slew of new books, movies, and music. But the boom times evaporated when the district lost 30% of its operating budget for next year due to a reduction in oil and gas property tax revenues. Now, hours have been cut, 8 staff members have been laid off across the district, including some who have left voluntarily, and the materials budget has been slashed. For Carbondale branch manager Janine Stickle, who stepped into the position in August, it's been a matter of redefining her role.
With cutting back on staff, the branch manager has traditionally been a little bit more behind the scenes, but I'm needed a little bit more to sit on the desk and run the library rather than in my office doing planning and that sort of thing.
She says this has added to her workload, but the staff is sharing a lot of duties. The Carbondale Library lost 2 staff members through attrition due to the budget cuts, and 1 person left voluntarily. 2 full-time staffers and 5 part-timers remain. Stickle says the material budget was cut in half, which translates to fewer new books, movies, and music for patrons, and longer wait times for holds.
For example, if the newest James Patterson book has 100 holds on it, we try to purchase more copies of that so that the line will move quicker. We will be purchasing fewer books, and so there will be fewer books in the system to alleviate that line.
There will be 1 or 2 fewer computers available for public use. District Manager Jesse Henning says this is because the library pays $500 annually for servicing costs per machine.
The equipment we own, but the $500 a year is what we paid to Marmot for them to service the computers, to do all of our network things so we can call them in case we have a computer that breaks or if we need to move computers around or anything like that.
Hennings was hired as district manager in October and has been dealing with one of the most challenging times for the district. He says what attracted him to the job was the district's overwhelming drive to serve the community.
While this cut has hurt and while we're kind of in a time of grieving as a result, that spirit is not diminished. And I feel that drive to move forward and serve people with, you know, to the best of our ability is still here in the district.
Janine Stickle agrees and says there is an upside to the budget crunch.
This budget situation puts us in a position to rethink who we are as a library and really define what are our values, what are our priorities.
But the end of the budget situation may not be in sight. Henning says the district is holding on to reserve funds in case of future cuts.
The Board of County Commissioners has let us know that there may be more decreases in property tax valuation for the next year, and we need to keep that reserve in place.
Meanwhile, patrons can help out by purchasing books at library book sales, volunteering, and contributing to the Garfield County Library Foundation. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.